This is 90.3 KEZU. I'm David Whitrock. With dwindling landfill space in the Salinas Valley, a plan to build a plant that turns trash into energy is under environmental review. KEZU's Krista Almanzon reports on the plan and opposition.
At the Johnson Canyon landfill just east of Gonzales, Susan Warner watches a tractor drive back and forth to compact trash into the ground.
A landfill, really, the only asset is its airspace, you know, its unfilled space.
That's the constant challenge for landfills. There's only so much space. Warner is diversion manager for the Salinas Valley Solid Waste Authority. She says they're looking toward a future without landfills. In fact, this is the authority's last open landfill, and there's a plan to replace it with a facility that converts trash into energy.
So this low area right here is where the facility is proposed. So that fence line is Johnson Canyon Road.
That's where Plasco Energy hopes to build a plasma arc gasification facility. After recycling, the plant would take the leftover trash and heat it until it's converted into a gas. That gas is cleaned and then sent to engines that make electricity. The electricity goes to the grid. Steve Simmons is Plasco's vice president of project development. He says the plant is not an incinerator, but the process does have some emissions, including trace amounts of sulfur and chlorine.
Well, it's greatly reduced from what normal landfill emissions on a per ton of waste. It's actually very comparable to the emissions that would come from an engine fired with natural gas.
Plasco just sealed the deal to build a similar facility in its hometown of Ottawa, Canada. But other than its demonstration facility also in Ottawa, it has no operating plants.
It is a new technology. There's not a lot of demonstration of its long-term operation. I think our company, Plasco Energy, is at the forefront in demonstrating how it works.
Through the environmental review process, Simmons says they'll prove the technology is safe. But that's not enough for Gonzales resident and mother of two, Bronwyn Moreno.
We don't want our community to be first. We don't want to find out, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now, oops, the emissions we were producing caused you guys all to get cancer. Sorry, we made a mistake. It's just not a risk that I'm willing to take for my children.
At a coffee shop down the street from the landfill, Moreno sits with Julia Rocha. Rocha questions why other cities, most recently Santa Barbara, have rejected plasma arc gasification plants.
The fact that those bigger cities turned it down and now they try to bring it to our little town of Gonzales, you know, it really makes me uncomfortable.
She's a member of the group Asamblea Poder Popular de Gonzales, which opposes the plant. The group believes the facility is nothing more than a garbage incinerator in disguise. Rocha says she has no faith in the environmental review process.
Because typically, you know, as you might know, the environmental reviews are always positive for the agency who's requesting it or paying for it, in this case, Plasco.
Back at the Johnson Canyon landfill, Susan Warner says she lives in Gonzales and has as much concern as anyone.
It's very, very simple. If the environmental impact report determines that the project has impacts that are harmful to the air or the earth or the water, we won't go forward with the project.
Public input meetings for the environmental impact report begin in February. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.